Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre takes first base on ball four. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Cruz moves to third. Torre moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cruz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cruz moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Torre moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooten bunts towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kelleher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0 for 2 in the game. Wrights hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hickman trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Santo moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooten hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-3 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sizemore for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo is walked intentionally. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Monday reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo tags and scores. Monday tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley is walked intentionally. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Simmons to Kelleher covering second. The throw back to home, and Monday is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Rock pinch runs for Ken Reitz. Bill Voss pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Crosby pinch hits for Bob Gibson. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a line drive towards the mound. Hooten reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.